A pair of reports out today show a serious breakdown in U.S. immigration detention centers. Two advocacy groups say detainees aren't getting the health care they need. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
With some 400,000 people held by immigration authorities last year alone, stories of inadequate health care abound, sometimes with fatal consequences. A recent case in Virginia involved a 48-year-old man, originally from Germany, named Guido Nubro. He was being held in a county jail last year in Virginia when he became sick with a severe bacterial infection. Susanna Barciella of the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center says it was a death that could have been prevented.
Guido Nubro died of a cardiac infection that is curable. 75% of the people who are treated for this disease properly survive. But he was given no treatment whatsoever, even though he had been complaining for weeks.
Since 2003, advocates say at least 80 people have died, either in immigration custody or shortly after their release. The exact number is difficult to know, they say, because Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is not required to make that information public. Some of those cases, and many others that didn't end with fatalities, are detailed in two reports released in Miami by the Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center and Human Rights Watch. The Human Rights Watch report focuses on the plight of women held in immigration custody. Researcher Megan Rode says while only about 10% of detainees typically are women, they're held by a system that in many cases ignores basic needs.
It is a system that needlessly shackles pregnant women with no criminal background or history of violence. A system that ignores requests for care from women in terrifying and debilitating situations, like losing sight to unchecked diabetes, to writhing in pain due to an untreated ovarian cyst. And it is a system that does all of this with impunity.
In preparing the report, Human Rights Watch says it interviewed dozens of former and current detainees and visited 9 facilities in 3 states. The group found many stories like that of Marlene Jagernoth. Jagernoth, who attended the news conference in Miami, lived in the U.S. for 27 years as a permanent legal resident until 2003, when she was picked up by immigration officials because of an old shoplifting charge. In the 2 years she was in custody, Jagernoth says she was held in 4 different facilities, all county prisons. She says detainees are often housed with the criminal population and treated like criminals. And she said, in her experience, requests for health care were usually ignored.
If you wrote several requests, which sometimes you had to, you may get to see a nurse. In the meantime, you had to suffer through the pain. In some desperate cases, other detainees actually had to have their family members call 911 from the outside.
The findings, while shocking, are hardly new. Many of the issues have been raised by news organizations and by ICE's own inspector general. But they're intended to focus attention on the issue at a critical time, when a new administration has arrived in Washington and is reviewing past budget decisions and policies. A spokeswoman for the agency says officials there are reviewing the reports and can't yet comment. Last week, in a letter to Human Rights Watch, though, an official with ICE said the agency was, quote, grateful for the work the advocacy group was doing in this area, and said it would consider the recommendations. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.